The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Let's talk about the reopening of schools, those for children with additional needs, those children who are preparing for things like the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert. Dr. Liz Kite, if I can start with you, how important is it to you to get the schools back as quickly as possible?
Thanks very much, Matt, for including a parent's voice in this debate. I think it's really important. I think that's probably what's been missing at the decision-making table and in the consultations thus far. I think so much of service delivery is very top-down and doesn't take into account families or children's needs. Isn't very particularly family-led. So I think it's really important to be given this opportunity today. This is really important. This is our reality. This is our everyday life. Every other country in the EU is providing special education for children with additional needs. Ireland is the only one at the moment. So Irish children are majorly missing out in this regard. It's just not possible for me to provide the supports that my children need to get their education and their care needs met as one adult in the family home. I have two children, an 11-year-old who's on the autistic spectrum and a 6-year-old who has Down syndrome. They both require one-to-one support, both for their learning and for their care needs. Typically in school, they would have 6 staff involved in their education and their care needs. So that's 12 staff, and as a parent, I'm expected as one person to provide that. I clearly can't do that. It's a challenge for my youngest child just to keep her safe. She's a flight risk. We have everything in our house locked down as much as we can. We kind of live in a lockdown anyway. So she requires that level of support. And then my son, you know, he has a lot of anxiety. Just trying to kind of meet their needs is a challenge. Trying to deliver education on top of that is really overwhelming at times. So we had hoped that our school was going to be opening today. They were ready to go. We felt that it was safe. It would be very small groups. It's a small school. And for many children with additional needs, special education is quite physical. It requires one-to-one support in terms of their education, but often in terms of their care needs, or to provide additional resources for fine motor skills, gross motor skills, sensory and movement breaks. So sometimes that additional support will need to happen in school, or it could be in the form of home tuition or individual remote learning. But we urgently need that additional support so that our children don't fall further behind in their education and their care needs.
But Dr. Liz Kite, can you understand the concerns as expressed by the trade unions on behalf of teachers and special needs assistants that they may be at danger of contracting COVID if they leave the home and go to the classroom?
I do. As family with a child who it would be classed as medically vulnerable, my daughter with Down syndrome also has a heart condition, and I think many parents of children with additional needs whose needs include complex medical needs would share their concerns. So I think that's why we would never suggest that anybody should be made to provide in-school education. I think with special educational needs, the biggest thing that we need is flexibility ordinarily. But in a pandemic, we need even more flexibility. So I suggest that, and I think everybody, it's common sense, that a much autonomy and flexibility in this situation is needed for individual families to make their decision what's safe for them and meet their children's educational needs, and for teaching staff, for special educational teaching staff. So as I said, that additional support could happen in school, but it could also happen in the form of home tuition or individual remote learning. But the emphasis needs to be on the individual support, not on the exact environment in which or how that happens.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Liz Cott. I'm going to bring Fiona O'Loughlin, Fianna Fáil Senator, in on this briefly. Fiona, this is something that today, for today, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, promised that the schools would be back, but she failed to get the unions to agree to that. Talks are ongoing. How is this going to be solved?
Good evening to you, Matt. And Liz has painted a very clear picture of what herself and family members are having to deal with right around the country, and it is certainly very difficult. In terms of schools not opening today, it was absolutely the shared objective of Minister Foley and the unions to open today. So it's a failure on everybody's part, not just on one part of the equation. Emotions are very high. Levels of frustration are particularly high, I think, with everybody that's involved. We can't forget about the children with special needs and their families and the fact that at the moment they're being failed. The important thing here, I think, is that re-engagement has started and there are daily talks going on between the Minister's Office, the Department, the INTO and FORSA, and of course other representative groups as well, because management bodies, for example, are very important in relation to this. And I certainly hope, I understand the fears that people have. There is a real and genuine anxiety out there about COVID. But while the general advice is that people stay at home, we need essential workers within our workforce to keep society going and to look after priority groups. 4% of our children, of our students that are in school, are those with special needs, and they are the highest priority because, you know, while Liz was talking about the situation with her two children, I just couldn't help but think about how difficult it was last March when we had the hugely long lockdown with no help or support, that at least now things, I think, are looking a little bit better in terms of trying to sort out the issues that are there to ensure that our schools are open. And I do agree with flexibility and autonomy as well, because things are different in every school, in every community. And for example, in places like Belmullet, where we know that the COVID rate is particularly high, there couldn't be an expectation that the school would open there. So I absolutely agree with her on that point.
All right. I'm going to have to leave it there with you, Senator Fiona O'Loughlin. Thank you. There is one other issue I want to, and thank you very much as well, our previous guest, for joining us to talk about her own personal situation, which is such a difficult one, Dr. Liz Kite. Thank you very much. But I want to bring in Reuben Murray now, President of the Irish Secondary Students Union, because you have done a major survey of Leaving Cert students in relation to this year's, the 2021 Leaving Cert exam. What have been the findings of that?
Thanks for having me on, Matt. The survey consisted of 25,000 students, but specifically on the Leaving Cert questions where 13,000 Leaving Certs took place. What became very clear to us is that there is little support for the exams to proceed as planned. This consultation process has reinforced us that the exams cannot go ahead as they are currently envisioned, and that we need the advisory group and the Department of Education to make a pragmatic and compassionate choice to change them. What's been clear to us is that students want a choice. A number of students want to sit their exams, and a number of students want to have the option of some form of calculated grades. We've made the official recommendation to the department, the minister and the stakeholders that there's a meeting between the stakeholders and the Department of Education to discuss a system of calculated grades for students based on the use of standardised continuous assessment to formulate these grades, with the option to sit scale down end of year exams, and how best to implement this fairly and equitably. There's a current situation we're in where we need to evaluate. Technically speaking, logistically wise, could we hold the Leaving Cert? Probably. We have the space, we have the actual meters and rooms in schools to run them in social distancing. But we need to look at the disruption that students have faced. During fifth year and second year, they missed out 3 months of tuition. Now they're missing at least at minimum a month. But then we also need to take into account the numbers of students that have missed 2 weeks here and there due to self-isolation. And the further stress and anxiety that we're going to put students through. we've come to this position due to the fact that there comes a point where we need to ask ourselves, is the duress and the mental strain we're going to put students and teachers and principals and parents as well through, is that fair? And at what point are we going to step back and say, look, let's find a plan that is going to work, that's going to have some empathy and compassion to it, because we don't want to be in a situation where there's another problem or another trip up that happens a few months or a few weeks down the line and we have to make a rushed decision. We have time now. Let's be proactive.
Okay, Reuben Murray, President of the Irish Secondary Students Union, thank you for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.